The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News.
Committee looking into a new law on remote working says that the law should be tightened to make it harder for an employer to refuse an employee's request to work remotely. So do we need better laws surrounding the whole issue of remote working? For more on this, we're joined by Richard Grogan, employment law solicitor, and Neil MacDonald, chief executive of ISME. And Neil MacDonald, I might come to you first. What's your take on this? I mean, should it be easier for an employee to demand the right to work at home from their employer?
Well, I suppose, Shane, we're only getting to grips with, to use that horrible expression, the new normal post-pandemic. But what has happened in the meantime, as we've moved out of the pandemic, is we've actually seen an employment and a recruitment crisis for many businesses. And they're actually already having to offer extremely flexible terms and conditions. And as I regularly say, contributing to these things, the item that employees are, you know, that has now jumped ahead of pensions and so on, immediately after the amount, the remuneration in a contract, the next thing is the form of contract. So this is already happening. And it is a little bit surprising. We would have thought that an Oireachtas committee is already suggesting that a law which is only being brought in at the moment, the right to request working from home, we're already talking about making it more restrictive for employers when they're already doing their very, very best to get people back to work on whatever terms they do.
Are they, though? Are there not lots of examples of employers saying, you know what, I want you to come into work?
I would guess that there are employers that are doing that, Shane, but I would suggest that they're the ones that need to. So, for example, and obviously we're not talking about the service industry, so there's whole swathes of the service industry where you know, it's not physically possible.
You can't make a coffee for somebody when you're sitting at home.
Exactly. But there have been businesses, and they have said it to me during the pandemic, that while they were technically capable of having employees working from home, they were very concerned about it. And if I can give you some examples, the likes of small businesses that run payroll solutions for people or HR services. So they're looking at very sensitive stuff. You know, it's the sort of thing colloquially we say, you know, there are people that are sitting home looking at, you know, Bono's bank account number and his address and all that sort of stuff and email address. So that's the sort of stuff that people have said to me, you know, we're one data breach away from finding ourselves before the courts or the Data Protection Commissioner. And so while working from home has been technically feasible for them, they've done so very reluctantly.
Okay.
And the other type of workplace where it has been possible to work from home, but not desirable, is there are a lot of collaborative workplaces, engineering, architecture, IT, where you have a lot of specialists that work on one very narrow area of expertise, and it's very difficult getting them to produce a coherent whole if they're not working together.
Okay, all right, interesting. Let's bring in Richard Grogan, employment law solicitor. Richard, in terms of the law and your company's responsibility to their employees, are there complexities about working from home?
Oh, there's massive complexities. And let me give you a very simple example. Let's say I buy a residential property, a Georgian property, to move my office into. And so it's residential. The first thing that the planning would say is I have to rip out all the doors and put in fire doors. Secondly, under health and safety, I'm going to have to put a steel fire exit at the back of the premises. I'm going to have fire extinguishers on each floor. They're just the absolute minimums. Now, if somebody says they're going to be working from home, you are now in a situation that all those health and safety things actually have to be complied with. And I know.
Wow, we're getting into serious territory.
You're going to have to change.
Are we being overly legalistic here?
Well, sorry, I just deal with the law. I don't make it. So the Oireachtas has to, you know, say, well, you don't have to apply those.
Okay.
Now, that then
you can waive those things. Or yeah. The Oireachtas can.
Yeah, they can turn around and say, we're waiving those. But then what happens if there is a fire in the premises and somebody gets seriously injured? At the present time, you cannot have a spiral staircase in an office. people may have
lots
that
of homes have them.
Have them into the attic if you're using that.
Okay, it's really, really interesting. During the pandemic, if I had a sore throat, I tended to broadcast from home. Yeah. Like if I tripped going down to the garden room, I don't think I would have held News Talk responsible for that. But are you saying potentially some employees might try that on?
Well, the issue on it is, and I'm sure Isbay having a comment about it at some stage, that if somebody comes in to me and says, I've suffered an injury, then I have to look and see, do they have a claim? And if they have a claim, they're entitled to pursue it. So you have to change. Equally, if you take apartments, virtually every apartment has a condition in it that it is used for residential purposes only, not for business purposes.
Okay.
So there's huge issues in relation to this that the Oireachtas isn't even looking at.
Okay, so is this Oireachtas committee, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are they kind of having their cake and eating it here? They're playing to the gallery by saying, of course there should be more homework and you've got to make it easier, but at the same time not doing anything in terms of changing the law to make that actually happen.
What they're doing is grandstanding.
Who'd have thought an Oireachtas committee would ever grandstand on anything?
Yeah, well, look, let me put it this way. Let's say somebody says, we bring the law in, and somebody brings a claim. Goes to the employer says no, and they want to go to the WRC. They're going to take 8 to 12 months to get their claim on in the WRC. You're going to walk into the WRC. They have no expertise in that area of health and safety law, right? So they don't have that. So the employer brings down their health and safety person and says, this premises doesn't comply. The employee will have to go and get their own engineer or health and safety person. The cost of bringing an engineer or a health and safety person down, yeah, about 5,000. Yeah. And by the way, the compensation is 4 weeks' wages. So if you're earning 750 net a week, the maximum compensation is 3,000. It's going to cost you 5,000 just to get the health and safety person down there. Not to talk about the fact that you're going to have your solicitor talk.
Okay.
So this is just something that you have to have health and safety people put in the WRC so that they can go out and inspect. But you're not going to see the Oireachtas committee saying, we're going to vote to have, 20...
You're sceptical.
Well, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it made feasible. But there's a lot of laws to be changed to make it feasible.
Okay, Neil McDonald of ISMI, I'm guessing you don't disagree with any of that.
Richard has made about workplace injury is not made academically, and in fact a German court decided in December that a man who slipped while he was walking from his bed to his home office could make a workplace accident insurance claim because the court found he was technically commuting. I'm not being humorous, that was actually the decision of the court. So What we do need to see before employers are comfortable on a widespread scale, and I say again, Shane, employers are tripping over themselves writing this into contracts now in order to hire people right now. They're being extremely flexible to do so. But what has not happened in the background is the linkage, the join up between employment law, as Richard has described there, but also the enforcement decisions and enforcement visits by the Health and Safety Authority. We have a work safely protocol that was in place during the pandemic that while it has referred to working from home, it has not got into the nitty-gritty and the detail of how far an employer's liability extends beyond that the actual chair and the table and the laptop on which the worker works. We do need to get a decision and some joined up thinking on that.
Okay, just final word to you, Richard Grogan. We need a lot more detail in this, don't we?
No. It's not more detail. It's actually, for example, bringing in the experts to sit down and say, how does this work in practice in apartments and in homes? How is it going to be done? What laws do you need to change? And some of those are not going to be acceptable because the idea of saying, by the way, the employer isn't liable if somebody has an accident in their home is not going to be acceptable. So you have to find a middle ground. This is a quagmire of potential litigation coming down the road because the Oireachtas will grandstand, but they won't deal with the nitty gritty of how you actually do it. It's like giving people here's a whole load of product, bake a cake, but not giving them a recipe.
Yeah.
That's how they're dealing with it.
Listeners texted in, if it means changing our homes into being designated as a place of work, surely we can all start claiming all sorts of corporate rates for our homes.
Well, what you do is you're now going to have corporate insurance for your home, which is entirely different than the insurance you're paying at the present time. Massive issue, massive cost.
Okay. Let's hope the Joint Committee on Enterprise, Trade and Employment are listening to this. It sounds like they have an awful lot more work to do. My thanks to Richard Grogan, Employment Law Solicitor, and Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISME.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.